100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Flying into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I had an interesting day yesterday. Wow. So I was out buying some stock for the shop, mm-hmm. and I meet this couple. Mm. They live up sort of Adamstown kind of way. Anyway, they're descendants, and I didn't know any of this, of Frank Silcock.
Who's that?
The person who bought pottery to Australia.
No way.
Whoa.
From England. And then the son, James Silcock, opened the pottery, the first pottery in Newcastle, which was in Waratah.
Cool.
Bought some of the pots.
Oh.
Made by him.
No way. So, antique or heritage?
Yeah, something,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just right. Super interesting. Like a piece of history right there.
You could put up like a little sign with your pots and just be like, oh, the original of this and blah, blah, and sell it for a mozza.
Well, I'm hoping to make a few dollars out of it.
Well, there's no mozzas at Crevo's on Clyde. It's good prices. Reasonable value. Reasonable price.
But a unique piece of local history. Very cool. Made in Waratah. They have his, because it was, they usually just used to make urns and stuff. But then on lunch break, they would make sort of plant pots.
Yeah.
And what, it's got his thumbprints all along it as design.
Cool.
Amazing.
It's a very unique piece.
Do you reckon if you're a creator of pots, you've got them all throughout your house with like an insane amount of plants?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're just sick of them.
So my mum makes like stained glassing. Like,
oh, God, that's cool.
And she's very talented at it.
Yeah.
All through the house.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You want them in the bathroom? There you go. Laundry?
Every room.
You betcha.
Every single room. So, yeah, it was my day yesterday. Anything amazing happen with you guys or just classic?
Not typically. I just loved the weather yesterday.
Wasn't it stunning?
Oh, beach weather. I was down the beach.
Mm. Good.
Oh, beach was so, so nice yesterday. Mm. So, yeah, perfect time to go down.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And you don't have to look too far on all the different streaming services to see that movies that are coming out in cinemas, the blockbusters, are on the small screen quicker than ever, faster than ever.
Yeah.
So if there's a movie that you're like, do I want to see it, don't I want to see it, you don't have to wait too long and you can get it on streaming. And hey, even if you buy it on streaming or rent it, still cheaper than $100 to take a family of four to the cinema.
A family of one to
family
the cinema.
Family of one to the cinema. Yeah. No, anyway.
Yeah. Probably cheaper snacks too at home.
Oh, could be. I'm not sure.
Applied this mentality to Madam Web. It was the Sony Marvel crossover that was released. I do believe it was a little bit earlier on this year.
I thought that would be right up your alley in the nerdy Marvel universe.
Horrific! It's taken the spot as the worst movie I've ever seen.
Wow!
Whoa! What was in it before?
Shrek the Fourth.
Yeah, that wasn't great either.
Shrek the Fourth was really, really bad. But yes, Madam Web is worse. Don't waste your time. It's 2 hours. You won't get back.
Sure.
Sydney Sweeney's in it, and very, very talented actor. The show she's in?
Euphoria.
Euphoria, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Did Anyone But You with Glenn Powell, great actress. No.
Madam Web?
Couldn't even say that. Madam Web is a no. Do not waste your time. And even there's the new movie Borderlands that's come out.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
It's got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's already on streaming. And it was released at the cinemas probably 2 weeks ago.
That's fast.
That's fast. Yeah. And it's this trend that, again, the people are like, oh, everybody go back to the cinemas, particularly post-COVID. Everybody go back and spend your money and get ripped off. And then they release it 2 weeks later, or Madam Web, you didn't even have to wait 3 months.
Jeez.
And you go, why would people...
They need to make it... I mean, yeah, and it's not in control of the local cinema down the road.
Of course, yeah.
But somehow they need to make it a better experience... So that you do want to go, like an event, you know?
Or you start making, dare I say it, better bloody movies.
Mm. Yeah.
Make them good. Put some money into it. Watch the movie back and go, that was garbage. Let's try again. Like,
reshoot it, you reckon?
Reshoot the entire thing. But like, if I had spent $10 on a cheapo ticket to go and see Madam Web, I would have been fuming. And that's so annoying because I love the cinema experience.
Yeah.
So much. Good movie, love it. But when you have a bad experience there, you're off it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Jeez. All right, Madam Webb, don't what?
Don't.
0 out of 0 Scott stars. Do not recommend.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, how about this? There's a new CEO for Starbucks, which in itself would not normally be an issue. Mm. You go, whatever, who cares? Mm. What's interesting is his commute. He is going 1,600 kilometres every day to work.
What?
That's crazy. Is he driving that?
No, he's not, because that wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
But he's actually flying. So Monday to Friday, he'll be flying to work from his house in California or whatever to the main headquarters. Each way, flying 1,600 k's.
Why doesn't he just move house? That's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. But apparently, this is more and more popular. They're calling it the super commute. Obviously, he likes his house where it is.
Yeah.
It's probably some fancy mansion. And you go, oh, couldn't pay me enough. Well, actually, he could, because he's getting a $10 million sign-on bonus.
I think that's one of the biggest in history, I think, an article said.
Yeah, he's also getting a $75 million equity grant, which I don't even know what that is, but it's big numbers. Base salary, so this is before all your bonuses, $1.6 million. And then bonuses could be between $3.6 and $7.2 million a year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of money. I'd fly to work for that.
There's money in coffee, isn't there?
Yeah, obviously is. Now, super commutes, more and more popular. A lot of people doing it over in Europe because the house prices in London are so high. It's a bit like Sydney, or even worse, to rent a tiny box is $800 a week or whatever.
Yeah.
They are getting a place in Madrid in Spain where rents are super cheap, and they get the cheap, like, you know, Jetstar-type flights over to London, commute to work by fly.
Okay. Oh,
you do it.
I guess so.
There's a girl that went viral on TikTok last year. She did an internship in New York City and she lived in South Carolina. And so she worked from home 4 days a week. And then on the fifth day, she flew in. She flew into New York City for the day and then flew back home again.
A cheaper, I guess.
And she goes, it's easier than living in New York City and trying to find an apartment.
Wow.
Because
right.
the friend's lifestyle is not all it's
going to
be.
No, that's right. The apartments are never that big.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I love this story I'm about to tell you. A classic tasty snack altered for space consumption is set and ready for takeoff. See what I did there? I see it. Okay. The company PepsiCo is launching a special pack of what they call zero-gravity Doritos that are designed to be eaten specifically in space, and it comes in the flavour of Cool Ranch. So we may have seen that flavouring on the shelves at your local supermarket. Mm-hmm. The line has been created by swapping out the chip's classic powdered topping for an oil-based coating. Basically, this keeps the dust from floating around the cabin when they open up the individual packets.
Yeah, so this is, I'm guessing they're worried about that getting into the equipment, right? That's a big concern in space.
Yeah, basically, you need to keep everything clean and keep everything pristine and whatnot. They're also a bite-sized version of the regular chip because you know how they're like probably, oh, I don't know, a palm size, you could say, worth of a Dorito size?
Sure.
Well, they're much smaller to mitigate the chances of pieces breaking off and flaking and whatever, again, to try and keep the cabin clean.
So this is a famous scene in The Simpsons. And if I
are reading my mind.
Oh, really?
If I might defer to our Simpsons expert over here, yes. Scott.
Careful, they're ruffled.
I wouldn't have thought so.
That's a niche quote, but anyway, that's the quote.
Yeah. Now, tell us about this situation, because this was the exact thing that happened,
a
right?
Very, very niche thing. And it's funny that you say that the chips to go into the equipment, because in the scene, Homer opens the bag, they drift into the atmosphere, they're floating all around the cabin, and then Homer's role is to fly around in zero gravity and collect them all, and then he ends up breaking the ant colony with his head, and all the ants go everywhere.
So
and they've got to save, they've got to protect the queen. I thought you were the queen. No, I'm the queen. No, we are. And it's such a good scene. Another example of The Simpsons predicting the future.
Well, that too.
Right.
Chips are going to space.
Do you think PepsiCo got the inspiration from that episode then?
Highly likely.
Literally everything you've just said is broken down in this Simpsons episode about what happens with chips in space, smuggling them on board, the idea that careful they're ruffled because they're going to hurt you because they're just floating around. brilliant.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, go and check it out. Homer in Space.
Yeah, you could, or you could just probably see that bit of the show.
Oh, no, no, no. You'll start at season one.
No. You'll be right. You'll be right.
All the way through. Well, yeah, so astronauts will be able to eat these soon. The rocket ships will debut on SpaceX's Polaris Dawn mission aboard the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft later on this month.
Now, you're a big chips person.
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite snack. I'm a snacker diehard.
Finally, you can safely go to space. Before this, no chips, no Ari in space.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'm glad we've sorted all that out then.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And here's one for all the early morning risers, something I experienced this morning, actually. Is waking up, looking at your phone or your alarm and going, why'd I wake up 2 minutes before my alarm?
Oh, I do this all the time.
Happens all the time. Now, a quick Google search. Again, never go to Dr. Google. Never, ever,
That's where you get all your medical advice, though, isn't it?
Well, no.
And that's recommended.
No, not anymore. ChatGPT is where you get it from.
Yeah, right.
Or Well, two things they told me. One, do I have a superpower because I'm sensing when the time of the day it is?
Maybe.
Or two, I have insomnia, seek medical assistance. And I was like, it seems a bit extreme. Yeah. I still got my 6 to 8 hours last night. I'm not that concerned. Bit of a science chat.
I'm worried
chat.
About you, though.
Oh.
I wouldn't be.
Okay.
I wouldn't be. Bit of a science chat. It is all about your, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this, suprachiasmatic nucleus, which controls your circadian rhythm, which is in mammals, and your circadian rhythm, it looks after things like your blood pressure, your temperature, and monitors everything during your sleep. So when your sleep schedule and your circadian rhythm align, your body's basically telling you, you've had enough, and that's when you wake up. So it's actually got nothing to do with the time. It's your body telling you that you've had enough.
That's incredible.
Apparently.
Cool.
And so, again, I didn't know this. Other reasons you'd be waking up in the morning, you spend too much time in bed, guilty. Age, environmental factors, the cat scratching at the door, all that kind of gear.
Yeah, okay.
But apparently it's like your body literally telling you, okay, you've had
enough. That's enough sleep.
If you've timed it to perfection.
Get up, you lazy thing.
Get up, you lazy thing.
So cool.
Yeah, interesting. And that's what I thought this morning. And I must admit, I woke up and I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some mornings you wake up and you go, I'm not about it. Not about this wake up. Today, you go, yeah, I'm all right. It's interesting that it happened on a day like today.
Yeah, your body just knows.
Mm.
Fascinating.
So there's always a reason. The big top thing here, don't go straight to Google. You can Google if there's a response. Like,
I'll get all your medical advice there, especially emergency medical advice.
I'm not going to the medical center for insomnia. There is a rational reason why I woke up 3 minutes before the alarm.
Or you've got insomnia.
Yeah, well,
keep that in
apparently.
Mind.
New FM. Hey, we're gonna wanna remember the Novos on this day.
All right, let's take a look back in history to see what happened on August 22. Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready. Here we go.
All right. So in 1762, going way, way back here, a woman named Anne Franklin was the first female U.S. newspaper editor over in Rhode Island.
Yeah, right. Her family started the Franklin supermarkets here, too, which was fun. You know Franklin's Big Fresh?
IGA. Metcash.
Well, there you go. 1865, August 22, William Shepard is issued the first U.S. patent for liquid soap. So a bit of history there. The product was made by dissolving 1 pound of solid soap in with water and then adding 100 pounds of ammonia until the liquid then thickened to the consistency of molasses, which is like the thick byproduct when producing sugar.
Oh, liquid soap is the best soap, I just want to say.
And we all need it in every bathroom.
What about a cake of soap? Why can't we have a cake of soap?
Cake of soap, no good. Not in a public bathroom.
If more than one person is using your cake of soap, there's a problem.
Get rid
of it.
Yeah. Switch over to liquid.
Yes, please. Thank you, William Shepherd. All right, in 1901, on this day, Cadillac Motor Company is founded.
Oh, really?
Cadillac. Yeah. I love a Cadillac. They're beautiful cars.
They really are all about style, aren't they?
Mm.
A bit for your party, though. That's what I've heard. But they look great. They look beautiful.
Also, in 1956, if you're a fan of Hollywood, the film Love Me Tender started filming, which launched Elvis Presley's acting career.
Oh, I didn't even know he did much acting.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was
multiple.
He was in that movie Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot about that as a young man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, let's fast forward to 2022. House of the Dragon, the prequel to the Game of Thrones series, premieres on HBO on this day.
Yeah, not a huge success has it been, has it?
Yes, it has.
Oh, has it?
Oh, yeah. House of the Dragon's great.
Yeah, right.
Lots of traction.
I didn't know what the stream numbers were on it.
What was the one they released recently? It might have been the Lord of the Rings one, but one of them, I always get confused. Yeah. One of them had the finale recently or a season finale, and it was apparently real bad.
Oh, no, that would have been House of the Dragon. I think people are just disappointed with, like, the ending. It was a bit, how do you say it? It's, like, a bit dismal.
Okay, so season one, it was 10 million. Season two, 7.8.
Jeez.
So look, people are still watching it. That's not no one.
It just didn't go out with a bang.
Yeah, it's on a little decline situation.
Mm. Anyway, I still love it. Also, for birthdays, singer Dua Lipa celebrates her 28th today. James Corden is 45. And actress Kristen Wiig turns 50. I love Kristen Wiig. She's hilarious.
James Corden's got to go.
Yeah.
I think he has.
Tell him to be he's pretty much cancelled, isn't he?
He's pretty much done.
Yeah, I think he moved back to the UK.
Cancelled
show.
Get rid of him.
Cats was what a nightmare that was.
Also, let's just wrap this up. August 22 is also Daffodil Day today, supporting cancer research to help those affected by the horrible disease.
That is very important. Mm-hmm.
So if you can, maybe donate
a few bucks in a box.
That's it. It's very easy. It's also just to lighten things up a bit. Tooth Fairy Day today.
Oh, that is a nice way to wrap things up.
Mm.
Wonder what the going rate is these days.
Inflation, $10.
$10?
Probably. I got two.
Tooth Fairy's dropped me off a fiver recently.
There you go. Ooh. Okay. All right. So maybe, between 5 and 10, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the situation. UFM.
The Novos. Federal Member for Newcastle, Sharon Clayton, has been in Parliament this week talking about concerns in the local community, particularly regarding Wallsend Post Office, with a lot of Novocastrians talking to her about the wait times and the queues and how they're not getting the service needed at the post office. And, I mean, comes off the back of lots of closures of Australia Post branches right across the region. And so people have been going to her saying something's got to be done.
Yeah, get some more workers in there.
Well, that's what she's been saying. She's calling on Australia Post to invest in their workforce, and postal services in Wallsend. I think that's a sentiment echoed right around. Well, again, it's a local area, but like it would be nationwide.
Yeah.
In an era of sending emails rather than sending letters, of course they're not going to be putting as many people on. But at the same time, stuff still needs to be done. And the post office does so much more than just sending letters and packages.
That's it. I mean, I go to the Mayfield one all the time to send packages for the business. Mm. And it's so busy all the time.
Mm. Wow.
Like, especially if you go at peak times, which is like around lunchtime and close to closing, often it's a 12-person, 15-person queue.
What?
Yep. It's super busy all the time.
I have to say, like, I went to the post office a lot, like, throughout the years, like, especially when I was living in Wollongong, and the lineups through there, like, even down south, are ridiculous.
It's a big a lot of small businesses sending stuff is what it is, and it's constant.
And even looking at what the post office actually does, like, obviously you can buy your stationery and stuff there, but you go there for your passport photos as well, and that's one of the many things.
Yeah, banking and stuff, people do heaps of that, paying bills, all that.
Transfers, small businesses, all of that, but also there's a lot of stories that Sharon Clayton has shared in Parliament about people having to queue up for more than half an hour, or they're leaving work early to be able to make it to the post office because they get there well before 5, and then they get turned away because the three workers in a business with 12 to 15 queue deeps, they're having to turn people away so they can go home.
Bring back the Saturday hours is what I say.
Well, that's the other thing.
It used to be open Saturday till 12. Not anymore. Annoying.
Wow.
Well, sometimes the queues are as a result of poor management, so you can call on the poor management. Other times it's because this product is so good and everybody needs to use it and everyone wants to use it that you just can't meet up, can't catch up and can't meet demand. What's the longest queue you've waited in, or where's the longest queue? For me, a big one that I had to wait in semi-recently was Anzac Day. And this is not a sledge on the business, not at all. They were open Anzac Day at 7 o'clock, and everybody went there after the dawn service. Praise Joe's.
Oh.
Entire cell. I walked down the street at 7 queue. O'clock. 7:02, the queue was out the door.
Oh, my God.
And you go, again, it's only five or six people deep. That's not excessive, but you go, You've been open for 2 minutes.
Yeah,
genuinely 2 minutes.
A lot of people want it.
And the demand was there. Costco's another one.
Oh.
The people paying your membership, and then you're standing in queue for more time than you've been in the warehouse.
Yes.
Because everyone's trying to save big on toilet paper.
That's mostly you.
And so many dumplings.
Mostly.
Yeah. And what is it? Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Butter chicken.
2 litres of curry. Yeah,
yeah, never forget that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I was on the phone to my partner Will last night, and he's like, "Oh, I've got a surprise." I'm like, "Oh, what have you done?
Oh.
What's going on?" He's just like, "Guess what I bought today?" He went into, I think it was Optus or Telstra or something. Bought the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. So he bought like the flip touch phone. Yeah, he's been doing his research.
I'm so skeptical of these.
Well, he said because he had an iPhone, so he was like, "Oh, I really want to look into this."
And welcome to the Android side. I like him more already.
He's bought it in the colour blue. So he spent like most of last night trying to transfer things over and get used to it and whatever.
Sure.
So I'll find out all the details tomorrow when I see him. But it's like, I just don't know how to feel about this. It's so bizarre. It's a screen that flips shut and it looks like it'd break, but it doesn't. It is weird.
Yeah, look, all I'll say is, as I mentioned, I like him better now he's an Android user.
I like him less.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was actually skeptical, Scott, when he told me that he wanted to do this. I'm like, "You are not moving from Apple to Samsung, bro." And he's just like,
"Watch me.
I'm going to do it."
I love it. An independent man.
You know, there's a thing when Samsung or the likes of Samsung, this is classifying Androids, they have an app on the iPhone store, on the Apple store, where you can say, you can set your iPhone up as an Android to get used to it.
He showed me. He did that.
Yeah, right.
It's incredible.
So you can embrace the other way on
smart.
The other side.
Smart.
Get used to the configuration and what the icons and stuff look like while still using your phone. You're like, if you need to do that and try to tap into your competitor's market, I'm sure Apple does the same thing. But
of
still,
course.
But still.
It's great.
Well, I'll be interested to see, like, in a few weeks if you're still loving it, because the whole folding screen thing just freaks me out a bit.
He's obsessed with the camera function of, like, how everything works.
His own phone, his old phone didn't have a camera?
Yes, of course it did.
Oh,
but, like, he had an iPhone, man. But, like, he just the way that this is going to kind of revolutionise the way you take photos and videos, he's like, "I cannot wait to use it in Sydney. We're going to take so many pictures."
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Fun times. Mm. Well, yeah, can't wait to hear the report.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
People shocked on TikTok to see Alicia Silverstone. She was doing a bit of a, like, just a piece to camera kind of thing, just a little selfie video.
Mm-hmm.
She's in England at the moment, grabs this little fruit, and just has a bite out of it and goes, "Oh, this is a bit of a weird taste." She just found it in a garden and thought, "I'll give this a go." Now, everyone was quick to point out that it's actually what she's eating is a Jerusalem cherry, which is a poisonous fruit.
Oh, no.
I mean, it looks fun. It looks a bit like a cherry tomato, but it's quite poisonous and you get very sick from it.
Oh, my God. Is she all right? Do we know?
Well, yeah, she is. She said, look, she didn't actually swallow it in the end.
Okay, good.
She spat instead of swallowed.
So it's all clickbait.
Well, no, I mean,
she's ripping us off.
No. It was sort of, I guess, maybe because the taste was a bit funny.
Yeah, she's like, "I don't want to eat this."
Yeah, but sometimes people try stuff, but they just eat anything, especially little kids, because they think, "Oh, that looks delicious. I'm going to try that."
Yeah.
Mm.
My cousin's little kid recently caught drinking the dog water.
Really?
Yeah, thought, "That looks delicious. Yeah. I like water. I'll have some of that."
God, as a parent, are you just like, "Are you that dumb child?"
Well, no, I think he's very little kid.
He's learning.
Learning the world.
Blech.
Well, yeah, that is my exact reaction as well. Sometimes kids especially, they'll just get into eating anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think, "It looks like food. Let's see what it is."
Yeah.
Smells like food sometimes.
Yeah, that's it as well. I mean, did you guys ever eat anything you shouldn't have as kids?
Not that I shouldn't have, but always used to be a fiend for picking off the chips that someone else has played at the pub.
Really?
Oh.
If I'm hungry waiting for dinner, Thank you. Stop it.
You were 26 as well, which is a bit of fun.
Yesterday.
Yeah. What about yourself, Ari? Did you have anything that you shouldn't have as a kid?
Well, I loved to have, like, I loved craft and to be, you know, with my fine motor skills and boost them when I was a little kid. But that also included Play-Doh and, you know, all the weird and wonderful colours, like the greens and the reds and whatever. Thought that might be a bit tasty, so I started eating the Play-Doh.
Of course you have a taste, don't you?
Yeah.
When I was a kid... Not bad. right, there you go. I got caught eating a bit of the horse food.
Oh!
There's all sort of pellets and little, you know, biscuits and stuff. Yeah, I just thought I'd have a go, you know. I saw the horses eating it. Went, it was fine for them.
Yeah, right.
Probably have a go. My mum was like, don't do that. That's not good. Not human food.
I've tried a packaging peanut before thinking it was to taste like an actual peanut.
Oh, those things in the boxes.
Yeah. Gross. Don't ever.
Safe to eat, though.
Don't ever.
There you go.
This is gross. This is gross.
No. Anyway, this is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. What did you catch the kids eating? Or maybe found out afterwards, or maybe it was when you were a kid. The stuff that you're not supposed to be eating. These are the types of stories we're after. Now, somebody's got in touch on socials, right?
Yes, you can reach out via @thenovos_ on Instagram. Jazzy says that she used to eat grass as a kid because she saw the cats do it.
Well, that's...
if the cats are doing it, then so can I. Not a good way to live your life.
Not indeed.
Have you ever eaten grass, guys?
No.
I have.
Oh, how was it?
It's all right, actually. It's not bad.
What do you look on a little toast, a bit of salt and pepper?
No, you just like you're sitting down on your backyard lawn and you just sit there and have a little munch.
Yeah, there you go.
Like the rabbits do.
Yeah.
Weird.
And how?
I was a weird child.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Okay. So it was when you were a kid. Okay, that's good to know. Not just last week.
Yeah.
If that's not Ben, what did the kids get into?
It was actually myself.
Yes.
I was about 5 years old at the time, and I decided I was a bit thirsty one day, so I opened the fridge and I spotted what I thought was going to be the greatest drink of the day, and I thought it was lemonade, but I grabbed one of those squeezy bottles of straight lemon juice.
Oh, no.
Took a big, big fat gulp, and Mum's sort of come into the room as I've just taken a gulp, sees me just spit it all over the floor, and I'm like,
ugh. Oh, that is less than ideal.
Oh, poor thing.
Very, very sour.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's wrap this up in Charlestown. Hey, Todd, what do the kids eat?
Morning, guys. It was my sister.
What'd she do?
You know how, you got the soft center biscuits?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, we didn't have a lot of money to spend on biscuits. Mum only bought the standard ones. You remember those? Sorry for the politically incorrect term, but the gollywog biscuits, the chocolate ones?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, she used to chew up a couple of those and make up like a sticky, pulpy mess in her mouth and then spit it onto a biscuit and then put a lid on it and make her own soft centres.
Oh, no.
There's so many things wrong with all of that. Where do you begin?
I don't know.
I think we'll just end it right there. That's absolutely disgusting. Awful.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
And listing three items from the cheapest to the most expensive is all that stands in your way from a great prize this morning. The game is Lowest to Lux. There is a theme to today's three questions regarding what day of the year it is.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, Joe in North Rothbury. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic, Joe.
Ooh,
now,
like the vibe.
Joe, there is a theme to today's Lowest to Lux. You know how it all works?
Yeah, I'll
listen to it. Wonderful. Well, the theme for today is a day that we should all be getting behind, the Cancer Council's Daffodil Day.
Amen.
So it is a day to fundraise and raise life-saving funds for breakthrough cancer research. Cancer Council doing a lot of great things. A lot of great venues right across Newcastle and the Hunter. You can go and donate. There's specifically marked boxes and donation points in Katara at the shopping centre. I know that's one.
Great.
Again, keep a lookout for them. You see the yellow daffodils. Dig deep if you can. Mm. So today's theme, Joe, in North Rothbury, is daffodils.
Oh, interesting.
So I will just say that the three items listed are not affiliated with Daffodil Day, but they are about daffodils. Make sense?
Cool.
Wonderful. Okay. All right, let's go. We'll kick things off with the Lego Iconic Daffodils Flower Bouquet Display, 216 pieces from Kmart.
Ooh.
Then you've got the Spring Daffodil Keychain Pendant. You get that on Temu. And a unisex daffodil t-shirt from Vegan Outfitters, your online shop. So running through them, you got a Lego bouquet of daffodils. You've got a spring daffodil keychain and a unisex daffodil t-shirt. Take it away, Joey North Rothbury, cheapest, most expensive.
Pretty sure I'm not going to the footy, but let's
positive thinking, Joe. Positive thinking.
I'm going to go with the what's that ring loaded? What was that pendant?
Keychain.
Yeah.
Keychain is cheapest. Okay.
Yeah, keychain is the cheapest.
Okay.
And then it was
a t-shirt or a big Lego set.
216 pieces of Lego.
I'll go the t-shirt and then the Lego. I have no idea. My kids are grown.
So we're locking in.
Hang on, what came from Temu? What was the thing that came from Temu?
The keychain.
Yeah, that's gone first.
Okay, so we're locking in.
I buy from Temu, that's gone first.
Yeah, good. The keychain, then the shirt, then the Lego. Are we locking that in? You want to change?
Oh, look, you're scaring me. I think now I want to change. No, look, you know what? I know Lego's expensive. Everyone complains about it, so let's go there.
Let's keep it in. All right, done. We'll kick things off with the spring daffodil keychain pendant on Temu. That'll set you back $1.51.
Ooh,
yeah.
Go Temu.
Go Temu indeed.
Team Temu.
The unisex daffodil t-shirt from Vegan Outfitters. $46 for the shirt.
Anything vegan's expensive, isn't it? And God, they go on about it.
Don't
eat meat. So good on you.
The Lego iconic daffodils flower display, 216 pieces from Kmart, is $15. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Joe.
No.
Did you say 50 or 15?
15.
Lego. Oh, that's rude.
1.5, Joe.
How come it's so cheap? That's really cheap.
That's what it is. It's Kmart pricing. $15.
Well, you did have one prediction right. You're not going to the footy, but you're still in the draw to win the Hunter Bell cheeses. All right, we'll get you in the draw for that.
Lucky I'm a Raiders supporter, huh?
The truth comes out. You're finishing my sentences. So cute. God, what a day.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Here's a story from England where this trainee doctor, well, she just got her medical license, I guess, doing the early start of your career when you have to work at hospitals, basically.
Yeah.
It's usually a couple of years of that. She's working at this hospital, calls up the boss, "I'm feeling sick." Now, this happens all the time for doctors because they're around sick people all the time, right?
True.
Now, she takes all of her sick leave, and during that time, not sick at all, made up, probably wrote her own doctor certificate because she's a doctor, and has been moonlighting at another hospital down the road while pocketing $19,000 worth of sick leave.
Jeez.
$19,000?
Yeah.
Yep,
this is all. She's taken all of her sick leave while working at this other joint. Oh. Now, you're in two minds at this point because the cheeky side says, "Well, it's a bit clever."
Yeah.
But then you go, "Actually, it's at the taxpayer's expense. Morally wrong."
Oh, sure. Okay.
Where do you stand on it, Ari?
I think it's bloody brilliant. I say do it.
There we go. That's what you would do.
Look, it's a dog eat dog world out there. It's hard. It's hard out here. So, you know, whatever gets you the most money, I'm here for it.
There we go. Okay. So we know where Ari stands against stealing government money.
Hey, do not ask me morally induced questions, all right? You'll be disappointed.
Scott, thoughts and feelings on this?
Oh, it's funny that you brought up the taxpayer's expense. If it was because it's, again, government thing. A bit dodge on that one.
Yeah.
Private enterprise, I'll go for it.
Go for gold.
In the private sector. Again, show of hands around the team.
Yeah. Sure.
Who's done it?
What?
Who's done what?
The call in sick at one place and go work at another.
Oh, I've never done that before.
Oh, well, a good thing nobody's raising their hands in the room then. Good thing nobody's doing that.
Luckily, radio is an audio medium.
Yeah. Thank heavens there's no cameras there because you could see that not a single person
raised their hand up. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Scott's eyes darting back and forth.
Very long time ago.
But yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on
you. Opportunities come a call it. You've got to take them where you can.
True.
Whoever's paying the most money, that sort of thing.
Well, pretty much.
much.
So it's a big thing online because I've started researching what, you know, how common this is. Mm. With all these full-time work from home jobs, a lot of people are handling two full-time jobs at the same time.
Oh.
They're very like there's a whole, if you're interested, look into Reddit on this.
Yeah. Okay.
They call it J1 and J2, job one, job two.
Great.
And there's all these tips like, don't schedule your Zoom meetings for like certain times so they never clash. If you've got like a come into work day once a week, make sure that they're, you know, lined up on certain days. You know, put your phone on do not disturb while you're in other meetings. There's all of this. There's a whole community of people that are working more than one full-time job.
I think it's a good idea because, like I said, you know, it's hard out there and things are expensive. You want two full-time jobs, you should definitely have it.
If you can handle the work, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're stealing sick pay money, that's less moral.
Oh, yes. I don't think we should be recommending anybody do two. Well, you do two full-time jobs, Crevo.
Oh, not really. I pull a couple of shifts at the shop. This is my main job,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
But for people, if you can handle it, if it's like admin and you're getting all the admin work done, I say, what's the big deal?
Yeah, no harm.
Yeah, if you're stealing the taxpayer money,
bit different.
Be foul.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Bit of a PSA, if you're walking down Fawcett Street in Mayfield, there's a swarm of bees that's living in one of the big hedges there.
Oh.
So be alert. Now, luckily, somebody has gotten the big old school chalk.
Jumbo chalk?
Yeah, jumbo chalk.
Yes.
And written it on the path in both directions.
Oh, brilliant.
So season of the year.
Yeah, how good's that? So you know, all right, just walk on the road for this next bit of path where the big hedge is, and you're good as gold.
Wow.
Leave the bees be, because at the moment, obviously, not many bees around. We need as many as we can get with the whole varroa mite thing that happened
that. Yeah.
So leave them be. Hopefully, they're on their way. If they're swarming, they're looking for a new home. So they'll probably leave in a little while.
Is this the same street you said yesterday had the sign about?
No, that's
a different street.
Yeah,
lots going on in Mayfield at the moment.
Well, it's the hub of Newcastle.
Oh, it is.
The heart of Newcastle, as
many
say.
I love Mayfield. Great place.
It is.
It's the heartbeat.
Worth visiting, as they say.
Worth visiting?
That's the tagline. You'll never leave.
Oh,
worth visiting is the tagline. It's on signs around Mayfield.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, we're going to ask a pretty interesting question here from our listeners this morning. How many divorces have you had, or a friend has had, or do you know someone who's had more than two divorces or so? Because breaking news, after just 2 years of marriage, Hollywood heavyweights Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, yes, they are getting a divorce. This is now a solid handful of separations for Miss Lopez.
Oh, she's had quite a few over the journey, hasn't she?
Yeah, let me just quickly just get you through this. She's been married three times before. She was briefly married to Ajani Noah in the 90s and then to Chris Judd from the early 2000s. Then she married Mark Antony, who was a singer. They were married for a decade with kids and blah, blah. She then was engaged to a baseball player, Alex Rodriguez, quite a few years ago. And then she got engaged and married to Ben Affleck.
I thought she was with Ben Affleck years ago.
She was. They got engaged. They were meant to be married, but they didn't.
Really?
Okay. Yes. So she's still, like, that's a lot of separations.
It is. But Hollywood, like, marriages are different, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I've seen quite a few articles this morning. I wanted to do a deep dive into a lot of Hollywood divorces. There's like 41 people who've had more than three marriages.
Jeez.
At least. So, for example, Halle Berry married three times. Radio legend Larry King has been divorced eight times.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Mm.
But, I mean, in reality, though, normally, people don't get divorced that many times. Hollywood's different because, like, money's no issue. They don't really care. There's so much spotlight on the relationship.
Yeah.
They get married, they get divorced. It's no big deal over there. But back down here in reality, do we know anyone that's had more than two?
Well, this is the thing. My dad's had quite a long life. He knows a lot of people. So I went home yesterday and asked him, Dad, how many of your friends have been divorced more than once?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, probably at least 70% of them been divorced more than once.
Really?
Jeez. More than once.
So, like, one of our family friends, I won't name names.
Sure.
But I'm very close with him as well. He's been divorced, I think, 3 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Still dating, though, so good on him. But, like,
I mean,
can't find
the
fourth.
Sure.
So this is what we want to know. 4967-41-05, give us a buzz. How many divorces have you gone through? Is it more than two? Do you know someone who's had quite a few marriages? Yeah. Give us the goss.
It's just interesting. It's an interesting area.
Mm.
Yeah, more than two, I think, would be the target. If anyone knows anyone that's had that, we'd take it.
We had a couple at our 10-year high school reunion. They got together in high school. They were together, then not together, and together, and not together.
Yeah.
Finally, they got married. They had 2 kids. And they're divorced before our 10-year wedding anniversary. And they both rocked up. And so she gave a speech at the 10-year anniversary. She gave a speech. It was like, when I was leaving high school, you all thought I was going to marry him. And now we're both back here, and he's my ex-husband, and everybody cheered. And he was there. It was so awkward.
What the hell? That is awkward.
This is the sort of thing, maybe you've got a story in and around this, more than one divorce. Maybe somebody got divorced from the same person more than once.
Oh, brilliant.
In Cessnock, Robert, what's your story?
Hey, mate, yeah, I had a great uncle. He's passed away now, mate. He got married to the same woman 4 times, mate.
What? 4 times?
No.
What?
Would they always... How long between each one?
Oh, mate, it was a couple of years the first thing, and like, this was before my age. Back end of all the divorces, mate. But, they were there a couple of years at a time, you know. I was just getting one.
That's crazy.
Why do they keep going back? Was there a reason?
I'm not sure, mate.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Love is love.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yeah. Sometimes just love is love. That is an extraordinary story. Thanks for coming on the show, Robert.
Oh, my goodness.
That is amazing. That is nuts. To Belmont, John. G'day, John. What's the divorce rate?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Mate, I'm one of 5 kids.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd start from the top. The older brother has been married twice. Divorced once.
Yeah.
The older sister's been divorced twice.
Yeah.
Then there's me. Then there's the younger sister's been divorced twice. The younger brother's been divorced twice.
Oh, my God.
But I've been married for 31 years.
So. Wow. Yes, John. I love your work, John. A quick question for you, John. When you've gone to, like, your 9th sibling wedding... What are the, like, is it a lot more casual by that time?
Oh, absolutely, mate. It's a couple of beers at the pub and a yee-haw.
Oh, the whole scenario is a welcome back.
How long will this one last? That's an amazing story.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So I get home yesterday afternoon after work, and Mum's doing the old work from home stint at the moment. Anyway, so I'm just like, okay, Mum. So I got your text earlier today in the middle of work asking me whether or not I want to come with you guys to go down to Tasmania. This was a last minute holiday decision for Mum and Dad.
So they're like going tomorrow or something, is it?
No. So like this is in October.
Oh, yeah.
But they got really cheap flights from Jetstar because Jetstar have really good deals going from Sydney at the moment.
Sure.
So, like, from Sydney to Cairns and also Sydney to Tassie, they've got, like, some cheap $60 flights or something.
Oh, it is cheap. Yeah.
Very.
So she was like, yeah, I wanted to double check to see whether or not you wanted to come on holidays. I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I've got other stuff that I want to do. It's all good. She's like, oh, yeah, no problem. That means you have the house to yourself for 10 days. I'm like, yes! I'd rather that.
So you'd rather spend 10 days in
Cameron Park.
Yep. 10 days in Cameron Park.
Yep. Than 10 days in Tasmania.
Oh, I've been to Tasmania. It's all
but
good.
A holiday's a holiday.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know, but they're going to like the same places that I've already been to. So I'm like,
I'd go to Tassie every time.
Yeah, literally any day of the week.
I would rather spend my money to go somewhere different.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
Mm. For not even to tank a fuel. And if they might have been offering to pay.
No, they're not.
Still, not even a tank of fuel to Tasmania. That is a missed opportunity.
Oh, one way, yeah.
Yeah, it's still really good.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's gone now. Well, hey, you get a week to yourself.
Well, that's right. And
rattling around the Cameron Park Mansion.
Yes, on my own with some peace and quiet.
Goo.
What is that?
Checking for echoes, you know. Good times.
Okay.
Good times ahead. October, is it? House party at Ari's. That's what we're going to have, a massive party there.
No parties.
Damn it.
Just nice peace and quiet with my partner. That'd be great.
That's what you're telling your parents. There'll be no parties.
Uh-huh. I'll just get Will to move in for a week.
That'll that's fun. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. UFM. The
Novos. The Novos.
Book Week 2024 is underway. It wraps up tomorrow. The theme for this year, reading is magic.
Yeah.
Which, again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Okay, if you say so. Don't remember the last book I read, genuinely. Yeah. Too addicted to my phone and TikTok. Way too addicted.
Bridgerton's the last one I read. One of them in
the TV
series.
Show?
Yeah, originally a book series.
Yeah, she read the subtitles.
I was going to say, and subtitles turned on, closed captions, very good.
That too.
So parents, obviously, this week, and as they do it every year, book week's a relatively new thing. It's been around for round figure, last five-ish years, something like that.
Around that.
And it's one for teachers and parents to get involved in for the kids, and it's so good to see encouraging reading. I was a reader in school. And in the digital age, you've got to keep the books going.
That's so true. It is a great thing to do.
My partner, Britt, her housemate, is an aspiring author.
Oh,
and so the effort that goes into writing this novel that she's making, it's a fantasy adventure novel, oofed. It is a slog and a half. So if you've written any type of book, be it kid's book, be it nonfiction, be it or a novel, kudos to you, because it is not an easy task at all.
Mm.
But when it comes to getting dressed up for book week, opportunity is endless. You could go as anything at all. And I reckon there'd be some really, really hard ones and some really, really easy ones to get around. And TikTok is a gold mine of ideas and people saying, oh, well, just go get yourself a white T-shirt from Kmart and draw on it and happy days. I think the easiest option would be rocking up as Captain Underpants. You rock it up in your tidy whities.
Job done.
Yeah, and you're leaving in the back of a paddy wagon, particularly if you're a teacher. Yeah. You're not doing any of that.
That's not allowed.
Oh, wow.
Not allowed. But it's book week. Definitely not allowed. But what would be the hardest?
Oh, this is good.
And most annoying for parents to have to get behind. Now, I first thought, from a simple mess factor, dressing up as Sully from Monsters, Inc., that big blue monster. You have blue fur throughout the entire house, the car, then the teacher's got to clean up within the classroom. Be a nightmare.
Yeah, the vacuum would be in overtime.
Mm. Actually, I've come up with two, just thinking off the top of my head. The first one would be The Iron Giant. So that was a book as well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about him, though, like if you're trying to make a costume with, like, because he's like a big metal robot, right? So, like, you'd have to, like, wrap yourself up in, like, really thick cardboard and paint it. It would be very uncomfortable to wear, so probably not a great idea.
Difficult, yeah.
Second one, actually, do you guys remember the book The Rainbow Fish?
No.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So basically it is what it is on the title. Yeah. But like with all the rainbow scales and stuff, can you imagine like doing a costume with all these like little like diamantes or like plastic scales and whatever? It'd go everywhere. It'd just be a nightmare to find glue.
That does sound difficult.
Yeah.
For hard ones to do, I want to nominate, first of all, Violet from the Willy Wonka. That's the one that turns into a blueberry. Now,
it'd be easy as. What do you mean?
Well, no, but think about the blue paint. It's going to be on your car seat. It's going to be on your sofa. It's going to be absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Covered in blue. Then you got to, because you got to do the face paint and everything. I would say that would be not good.
Just wear a gym ball.
I think that's harder than you think.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Also, Captain Hook. That thing's so sharp, it's going to stab everything.
Oh, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, somebody is going to lose an eye, and it's all fun and games until then.
Yeah.
Famously. The other one that would be difficult as well, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Lots of paint.
Well, and also, it's 7.5 metres tall. Yeah. You're a power line hazard all the way to school. Mm. That's an absolute nightmare. If they ask for that, I think you got to just change the topic really quickly.
I wonder how parents, and if you want to get in touch with us, 4967-4105, you can give us a buzz, or Instagram at @thenovos_, how do you deal with the kids when they're like, I want five different costumes for 5 days? You break their little hearts and say, sorry.
It's just a hard no.
Mommy and Daddy aren't doing that.
You're getting one, you'll use it all week, and that's it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos. Cheers.
Talking pets and insurance and the weird things that your dogs do. US company, insurance company called Nationwide, has just announced the finalists for this year's what they call and have dubbed Hambone Award, which celebrates the most unusual pet insurance claims of the year. So this is for 2024. The Hambone Award, named in honour of a dog who ate an entire holiday ham while stuck in a refrigerator, aims to shed light.
Sorry. What?
That's what it was, yeah, named after, the Hambone Award, because,
there you go.
Yeah, to shed the light on everyday and sometimes bizarre incidents that can befall our beloved pets. That's straight off their website.
Sure.
So here we go. I've curated some of the top points of the weirdest insurance claims. Finalists of this year's Hambone Awards goes to Archie, a dog from New Jersey, injured his paws by breaking through a vintage plate glass door as he tried to alert his family of the mail carrier's arrival.
Oh, jump through a glass door.
Yes.
Less than ideal.
Mm-hmm. Got to claim that.
Definitely.
Okay. Bear, who's a corgi from Pennsylvania, accidentally glued his mouth shut by biting into a bottle of nail adhesive.
Jeez. Liquid nails. Yeah, right. Oh, the mouth shut. What are you doing now? Luckily, I've got a nose to breathe through.
Yeah. The next one's a little the next one's a little bit sad, actually. So Clover, a parrot from New Jersey, had toenails that hooked together due to a growth spurt.
Aw.
Toenails.
Oh, what? They hooked together?
Yeah, oh, hooked together somehow.
Surely they can be cut apart.
You think so?
All's well that ends well. Let's imagine that.
The clippers out.
Yeah.
This one sounds painful. Irma, a dog from Florida, had gastrointestinal issues caused by eating metal wire pieces from a barbecue brush.
Oh, my God. Oh, because they probably smelt the food on there and went, I'll have some of that.
Tucking into the sausage remnants, yeah.
Okay, Gordon, I love that name, a dog from Virginia, swallowed two large rocks from her owner's garden. That's pretty sad. And then Lambo, a dog from North Carolina, consumed over 250 jigsaw puzzle pieces. So, Scott, lock up your jigsaws.
Eating the puzzles, yeah.
Who would have thought you get to 249, you're like, just one more.
Yeah, where is
just
it?
Just one more little piece, please.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And it's been mentioned a few times this morning, but a very, very worthwhile cause to get behind today, the Cancer Council's Daffodil Day, raising money for life-saving cancer research and breakthrough research. They have raised a lot of money, but there's still a long way to go. We know that almost one in two people will be diagnosed with cancer by the age of 85. That's a stat coming straight off their website. So yeah.
Too many.
Too many. If you can donate, dig deep and donate. There are places at Stockland Green Hills, as well as Westfield Katara, where you can go and donate. Also, jump on the Cancer Council Daffodil Day's website. You can send an e-card and also register to donate there. To anything over the amount of $2 is a tax deduction. There's a bit of food for thought.
Awesome. Yeah, and look, I guess the other thing with that is it's so easy. If you do it online, they'll just send you the receipt.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's in your email then. Come tax time, you can just search it up.
Lots of free resources on the website for Daffodil Day as well. You can go download your own donation box. You can also use things like Zoom background. You can download bunting. There's stuff for workplaces, for schools, for streamers, what you can put on your social media. Literally, they go all out. Great cause to get behind. If you see daffodils out and about today, dig deep and donate.
Yeah. And certainly.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Magnet mania has gripped Newcastle. This is all of those, like, calendar magnets, especially plumbers, like to send out via post. Mm-hmm. They are everywhere. Now, these are the ones that you get in your mailbox. And you go, oh, a magnet. That's a bit of fun. And you go, another plumbing one. I don't need another magnetic calendar on my fridge.
Hang on. So just to clarify, are these the ones that you would find, like, if you go over your neighbor's house or something, they're always, on the fridges. It's like, oh, call Dan the plumber man. You know, all that type of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is it your neighbor's house? It's on my house.
Yeah,
well, it's on my fridge as well. If the neighbor's got it, so did I.
There's many of them that... I think Newcastle has a bit of a problem with this. Now, the reason I say that is, why are we printing so many magnets for plumbers? Surely there's more creative, better ways to advertise plumbers than magnets. There's just too many of them. And they often have a calendar along with it as well. Real estate agents are bandits for this as well.
Oh, yeah.
they'll send out, oh, like their face in the corner and then a yearly calendar. Like, this is useful. You might use it. They're hoping you put it on the fridge and they're hoping you'll call. But there's so many of them, they're outdoing themselves in business.
Yeah.
Right? So I was thinking, what else can plumbers do to advertise to make with something maybe a bit more useful, right?
Okay.
Here's my first idea. You could do a branded, like, plumbing wrench that you send out to people.
Ooh.
You get that in your postbox. Now, here's my thinking behind it. If you think you're a little bit of a handyman, you might make an attempt to do something with the wrench. Either you'll make it worse, which is more business for the plumber,
mm-hmm.
or you'll go, actually, I don't think I can do this. You'll be intimidated by it.
Yeah, of course.
And then you'll call the plumber on the handle.
Yeah.
Right? Idea number one. Idea number two, along the same lines, you could get like the like a plunger that's branded. Because I don't have a plunger.
Mm.
If I had one with a branding on it, you try yourself, a bit of, you know, work yourself. I can't fix this. We'll call the plumber.
Yeah, okay.
Right, idea number three. Right? How about this? A branded, you know the in-cistern, like, toilet ducts? The ones that go in the top?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, you have that. So every time it runs out, you're replacing it. And just think of them a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not too intense. It's not all over the fridge. It's not the magnet situation.
You're thinking about your friendly plumber while you're doing your business. What? That's lovely.
Yeah, well, I guess you have to, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is that sort of game.
Oh.
I got two.
Okay, what have you got for us?
One, personalized toilet paper.
Oh.
So you make toilet paper with your branding on it, and whether they're using it and flushing it, doesn't matter. If you do it twice a year or something, do a drop-off, they will remember that because, again, you're using
it. That's a unique bit of branding
and
isn't it?
And it's in your hand. You're like, that's cool. And because it's so unique, they'll take a photo of it.
That's true.
Yeah, so they're on socials.
They're socials. They're not cluttering it. They'll take a photo and say, oh, Jack just got dropped this off.
Yeah.
Look what I'm dropping off with Jack.
Special package.
Yeah, very special
sort of
stuff.
Yeah.
I reckon Bunnings has gone into it as well with Ryobi. They've done little key rings of their tools.
Oh, yeah, I have.
So they've
done
like lawnmower key rings and leaf blower key rings, plunger key rings.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cute.
You're going to have that with you. You'll grab that. It's a bit of fun, right?
And one thing to wrap it up is the idea of the magnets is great on your fridge, but you're not looking at your fridge when you've got a plumbing problem. You're looking at your dunny. So something like an air freshener or a sniffy thing that you stick on the side of your toilet.
Ooh. Love it. That's smart. There we go. Plumbers, be alert. Stop spending so much on magnets. They're annoying everyone.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we're done for the day,
Let's
right?
Let's get out of here.
What have you got going on the Savo, Scott?
Soccer tonight.
Oh, very nice.
Hopefully the pitch is nice and dry because last week was called off due to wet weather.
Oh.
Yeah, so hopefully
should
nice
be right.
and dry. Should be right this week. Today is a quick shout out. It's my sister's birthday today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Happy birthday, so Scott's sister.
Plans to leave here and give her a buzz and have a chat to her. She's currently in Queenstown in New Zealand.
Oh, lucky for some.
And she streams the pod every day. So,
oh, happy birthday.
Special message for her.
That's so nice. We've got to give a prize away as well, right, Ari?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're giving a $60 voucher to Hunter Bell Dairy Co. to John in Belmont for his story about his family and their weird luck with divorces.
Oh, my God. There were so many amongst all the siblings.
God, that was a great story from today. So if you want to catch up on any of our breaks in our show, whatever, head over to Spotify and stream the Novos.
Exactly. I'm off. I've got to go get Molly the Whippet's little claws clipped at the dog groomer, so I'll go do that.
Is that a chore? Is it, like, hard?
If I do it myself, yes, I'm terrible at it. Yeah. So that's a no from me. And right next door, this is where my barber is, or two few doors down, so I'm going to try and get a haircut at the same time. This is my goal.
Great.
Two lots of clipping, one go. That kind of thing. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Gotcha.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.